If you have your Bible tonight, turn to the 130th Psalm. Praise His holy name. 130th Psalm, verse 1. It said, out of the depths have I cried unto Thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If Thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, but that Thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel of all his iniquities. I want to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, the sure mercy of God. The sure mercy of God. As we look at this tonight and we can see it, as the psalmist is writing here, and he's writing in these degrees. These were songs that was sing, that we talked about singing as they was going up to worship, and they was praising God for where He had brought them from and the hope that they had of where He has taken them to. And we see this tonight as we look at this, and we see in the first couple of verses here, he said He brought them out of the depths. And now in order to bring you out of the depths, you had to be in the depths. Have you ever been in a dark place? Have you ever been in a place that seemed like just overwhelming despair? Seemed like you was in a place and you couldn't dig, you couldn't call, you couldn't get out. You felt like you were trapped and there was nobody to help you. Have you ever been there? Amen. I've been there. Hey, if you ain't ever been there, you ought to be the shoutingest one of us. But praise God, if you're here tonight and you've been in those places and God's brought you out, glory be to God, just jump up and shout. Wave your hand and say, glory to God, I thank Him for His mercy. That sure mercy of God that comes to you, praise God, where you're at. When you can't get to Him, praise God, I'm glad we got a God tonight that'll come to where we are. He'll reach down, praise God, further than the bottom to get us and lift us out of that. And I'm glad I serve Him tonight. He's the best thing that ever happened to this old boy. Amen. I don't know about you, but He's the greatest God. He's the only God, praise God. He's the Savior of my soul. Boy, I thank Him for the sure mercy He showed me. I don't deserve it. If I got what I deserve, brother, I'd be in hell tonight. But I'm glad there's a God that come to where I was when I couldn't get to Him, when I was in that overwhelming place. Praise God, God come to me and He saved my soul. I tell you what, since I got saved, I've been in dark places. I've been in places I begin to wonder, Lord, where are You? But you know what? I figured it out. Praise God. He had gone on before me to scout it out to see what I'd need next. Glory be to God. And He reached down with that hand of God and touched my soul. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He didn't only touch my body. He didn't only touch me physically, but He touched my soul, praise God. He reestablished that hope, that sure mercy of God was there to help me. Yeah. Amen. You don't know what I'm talking tonight. Praise God, you don't know the God I serve. Yeah. Boy, by God tonight, He reached down where I felt like I was drowning. Yeah. Have you ever felt like you was drowning? Yeah. Have you ever been there? Yes, sir. Amen. What do you do? What do you do when you get to a place like that? You get the place, there's nothing you can do but just cry out to God. Amen. We come to places in our life and all we can do, Psalmist said here, all we can do is just cry out. Amen. He said, just cry out. He said, I have cried unto Thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. He said, Lord, I'm crying. Hear me, Lord, I pray. I wonder what we ought to, what we ought to do is start crying out to the Lord and say, Lord, would You hear me, please? Amen. Praise God. I'm glad. I believe we can get the ear of God. Amen. That sure mercy of God, it's there for believers, praise God, tonight. And all we have to do is cry out. We was in that pit, that dark place, that lonely place, that hard place, praise God. But, the psalmist said, I was there. I was caught up in it. It had done got hold of Him. Just like it did on us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But God. Thank God. I'm glad for every one of these. Praise God. These are but God. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. For every time, praise God, I was in that darkness. That doom seemed like I was drowning. Seemed like I was going down for the last time. You ever been there? Yes, sir. Amen. But God Almighty in mercy, He come to where I was, praise God, and He showed me the way out. Amen. Ain't you glad there's a way out? I'm glad I found a long time ago that there is a way, one way. And that's the Jesus way. He said, I'm the way, praise God. He said, I might put on you more than you can bear, but with it I'll make a way of escape. Amen. I like it where it says that, Abraham was taking Isaac up on the mountain. And he had to, and Isaac was a, he had, Isaac, they had the wood and they had the fire. He said, Isaac said, Father, here am I. He said, we got the fire, we got the wood. He said, but where's the sacrifice? Abraham never missed a step, never meet a beat. Praise God. He said, God will provide Himself a sacrifice.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise God, I serve a sacrificing God.
Amen.
Amen. He sacrificed glory for me and you, praise God. I don't know if you, that's the sure mercy of God tonight. When I was going down for the last time. Amen. I had old song, praise God, that's good. When I was going down for the last time. Praise God, I just reached down below where I was at. Lord God put His hand under me and just brought me out. Lifted us up out, He'll bring you up and He'll bring you out.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart. Amen. It don't matter. Hey, we go through a lot of little old inconveniences here in this world, but praise God, it'll not compare to the glory we'll behold.
Amen.
Amen. Little old sicknesses and illnesses and infirmities of the flesh. We might as well expect it. Oh, we're living in a sin-cursed world.
Yeah.
And I see it all around me. I thank God. Boy, I just praise God for the good rain we've had this spring. But I planted my garden. I put in part of it. Well, it was so wet it wouldn't even come up. It rotted in the ground. And you got to be real careful how you pray. See, I planted all that stuff. I said, God, last year You watered. I didn't even have to water it one time. You give us a good heart. Lord, I pray God, You just give us abundance of rain. And boy, did He. Amen. He liked to wash away. That hill that I live on, I've never seen water standing on top of a hill. Usually it runs off. But it was so wet this year, praise God, it was puddling up on top of the hill. Amen. But I know we're under a curse because I went out there in the garden and I'd planted the corn and the beans and all my stuff there, and I put fertilizer in that row, and you rake it in, you plant your seed. But even with the fertilizer, the weeds was outgrowing my vegetables.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They's outgrowing. I spent 5 hours last night, praise God, trying to dig them all out. Trying to get ahead of them. Amen. But I won't say the sure mercy of God's there, praise God, and He'll supply my need.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'll never see the righteous forsaken or His seed of begging bread. Amen. As long as we stay with God, praise God, He will take care of us. Amen. About time you figure out that you're going down for the last time, glory be to God, God will show up. He'll send some brother or sister to your door and bring you just what you need.
Yeah.
Amen. Have you ever been there? Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Just about the time you thought, well, what am I going to do? You cry out to God, say, oh God, You know the need. And He does. He'll peck somebody down their heart. Say, hello. He said, go over there and take a little mess of this or a little mess of that over there. Amen. For them dear folks. Praise God. A little black lady at the church said, she said one time they didn't have no grocery. Said, had all them. I think it was about, what was it, Miss Charlotte said? She had six youngins. Had six young and said, didn't have no groceries. Said, we didn't know what we was going to do. Said, I just cried out to God. I said, oh God, You know what we need. She said, the next morning there was a knock on the door. Said, this white lady I didn't even know, praise God, done bought me a big old box of groceries. Set them on the porch.
Amen.
Didn't even say, wait around for her to say thank you, praise God. Just knocked on the door and left. When she went to the door, praise God, she was going out the driveway. You say, why? Hey, how in the world that happened? God Almighty moved.
Amen.
The sure mercies of God, praise God. You can't, glory, you can't outdo Him.
Amen.
Amen. Bless His holy name, praise the Lord. Out of the depths, in those depths, praise God. Overwhelming factors, but God. When they cry out, He hears and answers. Amen. Praise God. Verse 1, 2, verse 3 and 4. He says, whenever we have to come and stand before a thrice holy God, there'll be a judgment, amen, before the judge. Have you ever thought about standing for a standing before the judge? Have you ever thought about giving account of your lives, your life and mine? One day we will. We'll stand to give account. Now, if you're a lost person, you'll stand at the great white throne judgment, and you'll be judged out of everything you've done in your life. The book of life be opened, another book. Praise God. He's going to show them a place where their name was, where they could have got in, where they denied it and rejected it. And he's going to show them the book of their life. Praise God, where they never was satisfactory to God. Never did accept his son. See, that's all it takes to get in. Amen. It's not about how good we are. It's about how good he was. Amen. It's about what Jesus done on the cross of Calvary. It's about that blood that was shed, praise God, for no sinner. It's about accepting that blood that was shed on Calvary for you and I. Yeah. Amen. He said, without the blood, there is no remission of sin. No putting them away. You'll live in them all the days of your life. It's what it scares me today for folks, because they say they're saved and they live like the devil. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks that's never been born again. Their sin is a father, and their sin, praise God, your sin will find you out. Amen. Sin will tell on you one day. But I'm glad through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved. Amen. So we see the judge. We see this courtroom in verses 3 and 4. We see it on trial. We see ourselves. We see a person facing all their sins they'd ever committed in their lives. Could you imagine? Ever vile thought that we entertained, everything we done with our hands, everywhere we went that we knew we shouldn't have went. Amen. I won't say even a lost person's got a conscience. Hello? We know what I say. We play it off today and say, well, you know what? They just didn't know no better. I won't say every one of us have a conscience, praise God, where we can discern between right and wrong. I mean, what happens is we just don't want to. But thank God for the sure mercies of God that He gives us an opportunity. See, we're guilty. You and I are guilty, praise God, with no, we stand before Him guilty with no defense. There's no, we can't answer any, we can't answer good to God in any account. Everything we did, praise God, was vile and wicked and dirty and nasty and an abomination in the eyes of God. We stand without a defense. We defend without any. But praise God, I'm glad God, we have one to plead it for us now, Lord Jesus Christ. We have a defense attorney, praise God. He says, you know what? He said, I'll be that merciful judge, praise God. He says, you know what? Praise God. He said, I'll forgive you your sins. I'll cast them into that sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Amen. The sure mercies of God. You were guilty. No defense. Amen. Just stand before Him and just plead guilty. I'm guilty, Your Honor. All those things, praise God, have been brought to your attention. I'm guilty of all of them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I would never admit that. It don't matter whether you want to admit it or not. God knows. See, that's what the problem is not. We think God don't know all about us. Amen. Your God may not, but my God does. The God I serve knows all about me. He knows where I've been, what I say, what I think, how I think, praise God, and when I think. Amen. He knows everything about me. I'm not going to stand there and try to give a defense for myself. I'm just going to plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. I said, Lord, I'm guilty, but Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said, Your Honor, He's covered. Amen. He said He's been forgiven. Amen. What God, He'll write us as forgiven. He'll proclaim us as forgiven. He'll allow us to go free. He gives us a new beginning, a new start. Praise God. Amen. Ain't you glad we serve that kind of God? I'm talking about the sure mercies of God extended to you and I. Praise the Lord. He said, but there is forgiveness with thee, and thou that thou mayest be feared. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad when we fear God, when we trust Him, praise God, that there's forgiveness in Him. The sure mercies of God. It's poured out to you and I. It's given. When we were guilty, but God. Amen. Ain't you glad every one of these is a but God? Amen. Amen. Hey, praise God. If it wasn't for that but God, we'd be a sad people. But because God, because he's a but God, amen, we have an opportunity to be saved from our sins and our transgressions. Praise God. You say, what did he do? Amen. He brought us out of the depths. He judges. And he delivered us out of the dark. Verses 5 and 6. He says, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Amen. Where's your hope at tonight? Huh? You know what's wrong with two-thirds of the world? Well, probably seven-eighths of the world tonight. They ain't got no hope. They're putting their hope in everything, in the Pope and the dope and the government and everything else. Amen? And there ain't no hope in that, but there's hope in the Lord. Amen. They said they wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Have you been waiting a while? Amen. Praise God. Have you been waiting? He said, there's darkness around us, but he said, when we wait upon the Lord, he said, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. Amen. He said, I say more than they that watch for the morning. He said, they're caught up in darkness and they're looking for the morning. They're caught up in darkness and they're looking for the light, praise God. How long do we wait in the light? How long is the darkness? That's a good question, isn't it? How long is the... For those that's lost, it'll be eternity. Amen? For those that's lost without Christ, the darkness will prevail forever. But I'm glad there's a light, praise God. There's a light giver. Amen. Well, people that's waiting patiently, praise God. It may seem like it's dark right now. You may be going to a dark place in your life right now. But praise God, I'm glad to say you have hope in the Lord. The sure mercies of God, He will shine the light.
Amen.
Amen. He won't keep you in darkness forever. He'll bring you out into a marvelous light, praise God, of rejoicing and peace and happiness and joy that comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Just get the claim in the blood. Praise God. While you're waiting. Amen. Come out of the dark into the light. Amen. Praise God. You say, a lot of times we get in there and we say, you know what? It just seems like the morning's never going to come. It's never going to come. Boy, it seems like that darkness is darker than you've ever seen it. Brother John probably went through this here lately. When they done my sinus surgery that last time, man, I couldn't breathe at night. I couldn't breathe. Couldn't sleep. I sat in a recliner. I sat there and I said, I'd sit there all night long. You breathe through your mouth. You'd have to take a sip of water a few minutes because your mouth gets so dry you couldn't said sue if the hog's eating you. Amen. I mean, it's just a darkness that overtakes you and you're sitting there like, oh God, and you're sitting there in the dark just praying for the light. Ain't it amazing how, praise God, when you get down like that, praise God, you get to looking for that light and there ain't nothing like it when you see it. Amen. Praise God, when that light begins to shine, praise God, down in your heart and your soul illuminates you and all of a sudden in the morning when the light shines, the breathing comes better, the peace comes better, the joy comes better in the morning. Amen. The sure mercy of God, praise God, when you wade through the night, glory be God, when you wade through the night, praise God, you come out rejoicing in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, you rejoice. I thank God where He brought me from.
Amen.
I thank God for all the things He's brought me through. I was over there today and them nurse asked me, she said, is this the first time you've been here? I were at the surgery center. She says, this is the first time you've been here, and Teresa snickered. She said, I take that for a no. She said, we've been here several times. Amen. I said, glory be to God, but I come through it every time. Praise the Lord. Boy, we thank God for that. Because the darkness, it don't last forever because of the assured mercies of God. Amen. The sun rises, praise God. It's that bud again. But the sun rises, praise God, on the scene and shines forth across our hearts. Amen. Illuminates it. It gives us that light, the dawning, praise God, of a new day. We get to be partakers in it. See, every time God brings you out of the dark, praise God, just rejoice in the new day. Amen. Take it as a new beginning, praise God. You know every day is a new start. Amen. I talked to a lady today. She had just rejoiced in the Lord. She said, I've been through a lot. She said, praise God, you know what? She said, every morning I just get up. She said, I just said, thank you, Lord, for this day. Amen. Said she'd been through a whole lot, praise God. She said, I thank God for every day, every morning. And it's a new start. It's a sure mercy of God giving us another chance, another opportunity. Don't waste your chance, praise God. Rejoice in the Lord. Because He brought you out of the dark. Illuminated your heart. You waited patiently. Just wait patiently for Him. He'll come. Amen. He'll bring you out of the dark. Praise God. That's the sure mercy of God. Amen. But then we see in verses 7 and 8, we see that Redeemer. We were. He said, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. Amen. Ain't you glad there is? Amen. How do you know? Because God said so. Many, many places God says so. He said His mercy endures forever. Amen. There's no end to God's mercy. It endures forever and ever and ever. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that?
Amen.
Amen. What if God's mercy was just extended to us one time, praise God, and that's the only chance we had? Boy, we'd be pitiful people. But praise God, I'm glad that mercy extends forever. He said, with them there is, and with Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. We see Him as a, we see here God putting it as one that's on the auction block, being offered off to the highest price. And we see ourselves, praise God, as a slave bound by our own sins on that stump of the auction block, praise God, being sold to the highest bidder, and we're offered ourselves to whoever our master might be. I'm afraid sometimes we get a cruel master. I'm afraid a lot of times we put ourselves on an auction block and the cruel master buys us, he possesses us, he takes us to himself. The demons and the devil from hell, praise God, gets hold of us. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. You look around the world today. People going and killing each other left and right with no conscience. That's the devil. Amen. They put themselves on auction. They auction themselves in sin and the master's the devil. Amen. You say, well, that's cruel. That's mean. That's the truth. They've sold ourselves to the devil. Amen. When there's a God of mercy that's there to buy them, to purchase them. Amen. Praise God. But they sell themselves to that horrible master called sin. Amen. But we're living in the world today. They say, well, preacher, you don't need to be preaching on sin. Don't say nothing about sin. You'll hurt somebody's feelings. Amen. I'm going to say, praise God, God's trying to reach way past your feelings and touch your soul. God's trying to reach past your feelings and stir your heart. Amen. To help us realize that there's a sure mercy of God to be had if we'll just trust the Lord. Amen. As we look unto Him, He sets the pace. They sell their self. Day after day, they sell themselves to the wicked one. Amen. But praise God, ain't you glad there's a but right here too? But God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a purchaser. He comes there and he says, praise. He said, hey, you don't have to go that way. There's blood that was shed for your sins.
Amen.
And you say, oh Lord, you plead that blood. Amen. And he purchases you off that auction block of sin, praise God. Purchases you out of the very clutches of the devil, amen. And buys you to himself. That's the sure mercy of God tonight. When he purchases us for himself. Amen. See, he knows how we are. He knows how we were. And he knows how we're going to be. But yet he chose us. He purchased us with his own precious blood. Purchased us, bought us unto himself, Brother Kevin. Praise God. Now he claims us as his own. Praise God. Ain't you glad he did? What did he do? He purchased him for himself. He purchased you. And what he does, he takes us and he sets us free from that sin. That hold that sin has on us. He turns us loose. He lets us go, praise God. Starts us in a different direction for God's glory, amen. So we see how he brings us out, amen. How he judges us and he justifies us just as if we had never sinned, praise God. Cast away our sin from us. Amen. He brings us out of the darkness into a marvelous light. He takes us off the auction block, purchases us for himself. Praise God. That's what Jesus Christ does for all of us.
Amen.
He auctions off all four of these. Praise God. All four of these is just because of Lord Jesus Christ and the mercy, the sure mercy that God has for you and I. Amen. Praise God. Don't you thank Him for a wonderful salvation we have?
Amen.
The wonderful salvation of the Lord. The psalmist says in Psalms 42, and he was writing to the sons of Korah in Psalms 42 and verse 5. Now I just want you to watch this just a minute, and I'm done. I promise. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? The psalmist is speaking that inward part of man, that very deepest part, that spiritual part. And said, why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. He said, when God shows up, amen, I'm just going to praise Him. I'm going through this now. My soul is disquieted. But praise God, I'm going to praise God in a few minutes. In a little while, he said, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Miser. Amen. Now watch this. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. That's that depth, praise God, that He brings us out of. That depth we talked about, the sure mercy of God, it brings us out of, lifts us out of that depth that we were in. He said, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. He said, yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime. Now here's that nighttime He's talking about. And in the night His song shall be with me. And my prayer unto the God of my life. So he's going, he said, I'm going to pray and give God for bringing me through the night and giving me the day. You realize, praise God, listen, God gives you every day. Every day, Brother Rex, is a gift from God. We take it so much for granted that I'm going to have tomorrow and we'll plan for next week and next month and next year. We don't know about tomorrow. We don't know about tonight. Amen. But God says, I'll bring you through tonight, praise God, and I'll give you another day. He said, I'm going to praise Him for another day. He said, I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning about because of the oppression of the enemies? But now watch this. He said, as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? He said, there He is on the auction block. All the enemies of hell assailing Him. All the enemies of hell wondering, say, where's your God at now? Amen. You ever feel like people just saying, yeah, where's your God at? You're going through this, you're going through that. Where's your God at? We might even think it ourselves. Boy, I'm going through, where's God at? Amen. I want to say God's already in control. Praise God. He's working things out on the other end. Amen. Glory to God. If you're His, praise God, bought with a price, you're His, you're secure. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Speaking to his soul, he said, hey, put your hope in God. Amen. You don't have to worry what man can do to you. He said, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Now he said, when I see the countenance of God, he said, I'm going to be encouraged. He said, my hope is in God. He said, because my hope in God, he said, my countenance is going to be changed. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. And then he says in verse 12, he said, as for me, amen. Now here's the judge part. He said, as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, that judge is, he's judged me, he's checked me. My integrity is intact, praise God, because God Almighty has given me an integrity that brings Him glory. Amen. Praise God. So it's fit. See, but it don't only say it in one place. It magnifies God, that His sure mercy all through the Word of God. You can find God's mercy on just about every page of the Bible. The mercy that God extends to you and I. Ain't you glad for that sure mercy of God? The hope and the help that He gives us. Amen. The confidence that we have, not in ourselves, but in Him because of who He is. Ain't you glad for our wonderful salvation that you have? Amen. The wonderful salvation. Do you ever think your salvation as something that's wonderful? Glory be to God. It's glorious. Our salvation is a glorious, glorious thing, praise God. And I'm glad that we have sure mercy in the Lord that brings salvation.